Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I want you to notice verse 18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How many tonight would love to be filled with the Spirit of God? This verse 18 contains a lot here, and I think it's more than just what you see in black and white. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. I do not think Paul necessarily is speaking of natural alcoholic beverage there. I believe he's talking about a world system that you and I, if we're not careful, will get drunk up on this world system. I want you to notice the warning that Jesus gives in Luke 21 and 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. He's talking to the people of God here. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Did you know you can get drunk on pleasure? You can get drunk on trying to exceed and just simply survive in life. You can get totally intoxicated with the cares of this life. And Jesus said, if we allow our hearts to be overcharged by those things, that day the rapture will take us unaware. Paul said, be not drunk on this world. Be not drunk with the things and the pleasures of this life, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Jesus told us that it was expedient for him to go away, for if he went not away, the Comforter would not come. But if he went away, he would pray the Father, and he would send us another Comforter that would abide with us forever. He told his disciples in Luke 24, he led them out as far as Bethany and told them to tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He also told them in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. That's California. That's Oklahoma. That's all around the world. Thank God. How many wants to be a powerful witness for Jesus Christ? We cannot be if we're drunk on this world. We cannot be if we're intoxicated by sin and lust and the passions of this life. We cannot be if our ears is filled and our mind is filled with the music that the devil produces. We cannot be what God wants us to do if we fill our hearts and minds with the secular knowledge and entertainment of this hour and this day, the humanistic teaching and the re-education of America. We cannot afford to be drunk on this world. We must be filled with the Spirit of God. We must understand what the will of God is for our life. How many wants to understand the will of God? So many times we make it so difficult to understand the will of God. If we'll follow him, he'll make it clear to us. I said, you just do the following and he will do the making. So, you see, each and every one of us has a container or a reservoir or a capacity to hold what we must hold in life. And you and I tonight are full. We're full. We're sloshing over. We're full of either this world and the world system or the Spirit of God. We're full. And here's what I want to do tonight is help some young folks make a decision. I want to be full. If I'm going to be full, I want to be full of the Spirit of God. How many understands that when your life is so busy and something comes along that demands your attention, you have to prioritize? How many's found out when you can't load onto that computer that program you need and the computer is completely full, the memory is full? What do? You have to go in there and prioritize. If you want the new program bad enough, you've got to delete something. How many's ever had to use a delete button and delete some things off of the computer to make some room for the what you need on that program and in that computer to meet the need that you are needing to be met in your life? Do you realize tonight that you must take some spiritual time to prioritize and realize my life is full, my day is full, my hours are full, and what are they full of? Paul said, don't be drunk, don't be full of this world, but be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to find the spiritual delete button in our life and begin deleting some things out and pruning some things off that you and I might have a greater capacity to serve God and live for Jesus. I'm not going to preach to you much longer, but so many in our church world tonight. Can I have the lid off of that bottle, brother? I noticed that from the other side earlier. I don't have a little communion cup. I wish I had a communion cup. But this is going to be our communion cup tonight. Most of Christendom, all they have is a communion cup full of religion. That's all they have. Now let me preface this right here. I am in no way demoting or scandalizing the communion cup. So many have took it to the extreme that they have communion every service. And all they have is a communion cup full of religion. And many of us Pentecostals has took it to the other extreme. And we only take communion once or twice a year. I think that's also a tragedy. I believe as oft as we do this in remembrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you understand where I'm coming from here tonight. I'm simply talking about the capacity of the Spirit of God and of the things of God. No wonder they can't be faithful to God. They can't be faithful to one another. They can't be good daddies and good mamas. And their homes is breaking up. And the divorce rate in the church general, in the church visual, is greater than those that's living out there in sin that has no church connection. That is a travesty. That is a tragedy. And the reason why is their life is full. And this is all they got. Religion is a supplement. How many likes all those diet pills? What is all those diet pills tell you is you can take this and go ahead and eat everything else you want. This will speed up your metabolism and it will cause you to lose weight. And you can go ahead and eat the strawberry pie. And you can go ahead and eat the chocolate cake. And you can go ahead and eat the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of vitamin D milk at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just take this pill and it'll help you lose weight. Listen, it will never do it. How many likes those sugar-free cookies? I mean, you got to have the ingredients in. That's what makes them good. But listen, I don't care if you're going to eat those sugar-free cookies and eat the whole box. It's not going to help you any. Religion cannot be a supplement. Religion cannot be an add-on. Christianity, boys and girls, listen to me closely here tonight. It is not something that you join. It's something that you become. And you've got to have a greater capacity than that right there to have enough to survive in the spiritual walk with God. How many would like to be completely 100% full of the Spirit of God, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power of God, full of the grace and mercy and great power and great grace to work for God? When this is all you've got and you go to church and they sing a good song and the Lord just fills you up, isn't it amazing how merciful God is? The Lord will fill your cup no matter how little it is. But the problem is it don't last very long. And you have a long time surviving between, a hard time surviving between Sunday and Wednesdays.
and Wednesdays and Sundays. How many would love to have a greater capacity for God? Then you're going to have to prioritize and start making some more room for God in your life. Oh, Jesus. D.L. Moody prayed that prayer many years ago when he was being blessed by God and God had filled him with the Holy Spirit. And D.L. Moody's life was changed. He said, my life is so full of the Spirit of God. He said, Lord, you're going to have to shut it off or I'm going to die. How many's ever felt that way? How many's ever felt that if God doesn't shut it off, you're just not going to make it? You're going to be translated into another world. Well, listen, D.L. Moody said, God, please shut it off or I'm not going to live. And D.L. Moody said when he got older, he said, I found out I made a big mistake that evening. He said, I should have said, Lord, just don't cut it off. Give me a bigger capacity to hold the Spirit of God. How many would like to move up with your capacity to hold the Spirit of God? How many would like to move up a little bit? How many likes your coffee? Got any coffee drinkers here? Oh, come on. Don't be ashamed. I'm not going to preach against your coffee. How many likes coffee? That's good. My father-in-law is addicted to coffee. So is Brother Don Rich. Tammy, are you here? You can pass it along to the both of them. They are both caffeine addicts. My father-in-law went in to fix him some Panamanian coffee. We was over there just a couple weeks ago in the evening. He went in there, I heard him shuffling, and I heard that machine start gurgling, and I smelt the smell. Man, if it just tasted as good as it smelled. I love this wake up to the smell of coffee. But Lord have mercy, it does not taste like it smells, at least to me. Maybe some of you. How many does it taste to you like it smells? You have fried your taste buds. You have melted them. You have none, I don't believe. And all of a sudden, I heard my father-in-law start gulping and spitting at the kitchen sink.
I never heard such.
I got so tickled, I said, what's wrong, Brother Darrell? Horriblest coffee ever drunk in my life. I said, you must have some bad coffee. I knew that'd get him. Because that Panamanian coffee, in his opinion, is the best coffee he brings back to this world. I said, it must be bad coffee.
No, it ain't bad coffee. It's a bad mixture.
And I think that's where we're at in the Christian world. We got just enough of the world in us that we're getting a bad mixture. We're getting a church world that has too much of the world in it to really fellowship with God. And they have too much of God in it to really fellowship with the world. There comes a time you've got to make a decision. How many tonight would like to move up in your spiritual capacity to contain a little bit more of God? Hallelujah. This right here will give you a little more in that communion cup. This will let you sip a while. We got any tea drinkers out there? Any, not drinkers. Tea drinkers aren't tea drinkers. They're tea sippers. Coffee sippers. And this is just a good enough capacity right there to sip a while. Have a little bit more of God in your life. Man, that's a big jump right there. I wish somebody would make that jump right there. Hallelujah. How many would like to move up a little bit more? I'm telling you, when I go to eat, I love to drink. I really do. And I hate this size of cup. Absolutely. When you order a pop at a place to eat and they charge you $1.99 for that, that is frustrating. Very frustrating. When they have a waitress there that's in the business of saving Pepsi, they're not there to serve me. They're there to serve the establishment. I do believe the boss has told her, cut down the refills. And it's usually when I show up when they've cut down. Because that's just about enough right there to get through about a third of the hamburger and just about a third of the fries and I'm through. I'm totally out. But oh, friend, wouldn't you like to at least move up to that right there? When you have a cup that size, at least you can get a good swallow out of it. At least you can get some good refreshing out of it. Be filled with the Spirit, Paul is talking about. Be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Would you like to move up? Would you like to move up? Well, let's see if we can move up a little bit here. I wish we had a little bigger glass, but I couldn't find one. But that is a little bit bigger. That's 229 there with no refills. How many loves to share your glass? This is mine. How many likes to put their name on it? That styrofoam cup right there, that's the kind you put your name on. Jimmy, leave it alone. It's Jimmy's. Don't drink out of it and don't touch it. And don't mix with the mixture. Mine. Yours. All of these sizes right here are personal. Personal. That's a good dinner cup right there if you got a pitcher sitting over there to refill it with. When you walk through a restaurant with that right there, there's nobody asking if they can have a drink of it. There's nobody asking if they can share it with you. The only ones you dare share that with is your kids and your wife with one request. No backlash and flush. How many would love to move up a little bit in this thing? Would you love to get to where you had something to share? Would you like to get past being just personal? Would you love to get past that place where you're just barely making it yourself? Would you love to get to that place where you can survive and have something to share with somebody else? Until the day of Pentecost, all they had was just personal vessels. They did not see the hurting on the front steps of the temple. They did not see the loss that was all around the shadows of the steeple. They went their ways. They worshiped within their four walls. They lived their lives and loved Jesus. They had never got past a personal capacity of the Spirit of God. But God wants us to move up. I said God wants us to move up. One man stood and looked at Niagara Falls as it rolled over the precipice in all of its power and the shudder of the earth and the power of the water. And that great preacher said, oh, the power, the greatest power on earth that's never been harnessed is Niagara Falls. And another preacher standing there said, I beg to differ with you. The greatest power on earth that's never been harnessed is the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you come to God with your little vessels and say, fill me up, it's like dipping this cup in the Pacific Ocean. That's how much of God's Spirit you will exhaust. How many would love to have a greater power and a greater anointing in your singing, a greater anointing in your testifying, a greater anointing in your preaching, a greater anointing in your life? All you got to do is do some prioritizing and say, God, give me a bigger capacity for the things of God. I don't want to preach to you much longer. Are you getting tired? Are you thirsty? Here's where the difference takes place. Is when God gives you a picture. When you walk through the restaurant holding that, you're going to have somebody say, would you pour me some of that? What have you got? Pepsi? Coke? Diet Coke? Dr. Pepper? Doctor Lovers here, I heard you. Sprite? Sahara Mist? Diet Pepsi? Iced tea? Orange juice, apple juice. What about water? We've named everything but water. Just a cold pitcher full of ice water. When it's a hot summer day and you're belling hay in Oklahoma, you don't want no Dr. Pepper. That'll gum you up. I'm telling you, Will, you don't want no Pepsi when you're hot. What you want is what God made for you to drink, and that is H2O. Ice cold water. But when you got a pitcher, you're going to have somebody say, what have you got? And could I have some of it? We need some young folks right here at Riverdale, California that will transition from a personal experience to something you have that somebody will say, I'd like to have what you've got. When God enlarges your vessel to where you have a pitcher full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have a chance to pour out here and a chance to pour out there and a chance to pour out right there. We need some altar workers. We need some people that will pray and seek God with the sinner. We need some Holy Ghost filled saints of God, from grandpa to the youngest great-grandchild, that will transition and let God give them a greater capacity of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. When you transition from that cup right there to that pitcher right there, you're leaving self and you're moving into another realm. You're moving into a realm where God will use you to bless others. 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 How many would like to be a blessing? Bible says freely you have received, freely give. How many young people tonight would love to have a greater capacity of the things of God? Peter and John brought their cup and capacity of God, and they walked by that man lame, laid at the beautiful gate, and never noticed him until the day of Pentecost fully came. And there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each one of them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And the power of the Holy Ghost fell in that house, in that upper room where the doors were shut. And now they were filled with heaven's sweet Holy Ghost. And the house could not contain them. I said the four walls could not hold them. And they moved outside that place into the streets. And they began to rejoice. And what did they say? What did they accuse them of? These men are drunk. How many would love to be full of the Spirit of God, where the world would look at you and say, you're drunk? Peter said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you folks thinking about? The alcoholics and the drunks are still passed out in bed. They're still laying in the gutters. They're still trying to get up from their headache. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It is the hour of prayer. The day of Pentecost has fully came. This is not as you suppose, but this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith my God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And God gave them a capacity that when they walked back to the temple, they looked and they saw the lame man, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. And he jumped up, leaping. Ankle bones received strength, and he went leaping and praising God into the temple. How many would like to minister into the ministry? Hallelujah. And don't worry about running out. Because go dip that in the Pacific Ocean, and that's how much of the Spirit of God you'll use. Because the more you pour out, the more is going to pour in. In 1 Kings chapter 4, the little lady had just been a little bitty cruse of oil. And Elisha said, you pour out. Gather you vessels, not a few, and you pour out. I don't know when the little lady noticed she had a miracle. I wonder when she noticed it. When she began to pour out, and that vessel was half full, and it was still pouring out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'll dare to pour out, you'll never run out. I said, if you dare to pour out, you'll never run out of the Spirit of God in your life. Lift your hands and say, God, give me a greater capacity. Do we have any hungry hearts here tonight that would do some prioritizing and say, God, enlarge my vessel. Enlarge my capacity. Get me beyond being a selfish Christian that's all receive, 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 receive. And get me to that place where I can give and give and give and give.